I'm back. Maybe I never left. Actually, I've been sitting in this chair 24 hours. No, just kidding. But it's great to be back on the air again. Yes, this is live. This is not a recording or a rebroadcast. This is Mark Anderson, American Free Press editor, keeping the AFP input here on RBN in the wake of Michael Collins Piper having went a different direction. At any rate, tonight's show will be just me and you callers. It's a quick hour, of course, in live radio. And there'll be a number of topics I'll be going over, a little bit about the National Emergency Employment Defense Act, a bill that I mentioned last night by Dennis Kucinich to stop the private creation of debt-injected money and bring in a government currency that supposedly would be interest-free. I want to mention that a little more. It's got a bill name, H.R. 6550, and it's a bill that I want everyone to study and call in about over time for my Sunday show from 7 to 9 p.m. Central, as well as whenever I'm on during the week, or write letters to American Free Press, whatever you need to do. I want lots of input on H.R. 6550, Dennis Kucinich's bill, that's the Ohio congressman, to phase out Federal Reserve notes, to get rid of fractional reserve banking, according to the bill's language, and to do a number of other things that are largely promising, but it also has some parts that are questionable and need to be sorted out and really deeply analyzed, nationalizing the Fed, keeping kind of a remnant of the Fed, that sort of thing. It's one of those ongoing bread and butter topics I'll always be bringing up, but I just got the bill number today. Again, that's H.R. 6550, Dennis Kucinich's bill, introduced in the latter part of the 111th Congress, fully expected to be reintroduced after January 5 in the 112th Congress. So I'm just kind of warming up my windpipe here. Some other things we'll be talking about tonight is, isn't everything against the law now? I just got another article that reminded me that so many of our day-to-day actions, day-to-day activities, inadvertent things that might happen, so many things are against the law anymore. And you might want to chime in, callers, on some of these things, some of the changes you've seen over the years, even in local ordinances, local laws, not always at the national and state level, but including that. I've got a number of personal experiences, as well as a kind of a new list I received from one of my readers. I get a lot of email from readers with my position at AFP, lots of things like that. And I'll be exploring something called metro government, metropolitan government, which goes back to the 1950s, a post-World War II thing largely, but some of it goes back before that. And that is a root of some of the reasons, at least some, of why so many things now seem to be prohibited or on the edge or on the precipice legally. And it gets right down into the minutiae of everyday life, the intimate details of living, not just big constitutional questions. So lots of interesting things there. And I'll be looking at a number of other matters on this 1 hour that I'm on the air. I enjoyed being on the show last night, and it's been a long day, a lot of editing, a lot of preparation of AFP going on. We had to get the paper out early this week due to the pending New Year's holiday. So it's been a real brain twister. If I sound like my brain is twisted, it's mainly from today's activities. I'm not normally a twisted person. Don't worry about that. And at any rate, I look forward to getting through another hour here tonight, taking some calls, talking about a number of issues, having a good time, but always seeking solutions to the many problems that plague us. So we'll be right back with more after these messages.
Introducing the new
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
And we're back on the air here on the Public Broadcasting Network. I'm Mark Anderson, American Free Press Editor, keeping the AFP Hour alive, at least for the time being. Hope everyone had a great Christmas. Yes, it's still called Christmas. And I hope everyone has a great New Year. I certainly plan on having a good time. Don't ask me to explain how or why. At any rate, a friend of mine that often had too much fun would often say to his audiences, he was a fellow musician, he'd say, "Good ladies, evening and gentlemen." And that was his little bit of humor back in my musician days. You're always going to hear a little bit about that. I like to kind of reflect on that and regale the occasional audience with my musician days before I got into full-time news work about 26 years ago. And I started learning back then, just a few years into the news biz, when I was covering school board meetings, city council meetings, and kitty picnics in southwest Michigan and north central Indiana back in the day, I started seeing then, before I saw the wider global tyranny taking shape, I started seeing local regulations that really made no sense, and a lot of things that I could do as a teenager or in my early 20s were suddenly becoming more or less prohibited. And I'm just sort of taking a different tack tonight to kind of explore different viewpoints, different topics than you might normally hear, just to kind of mix it up a little bit. I know I got a couple of callers waiting, so I'll kind of segue here. But I just got an interesting article from a reader about how just about everything is against the law now. And I can remember so many things along the beaches in Lake Michigan, in western Michigan. You could, in the 1970s, 60s, even into the early 80s, you could build a fire on the beach, basically be out at the public beach all night long, let the fire burn out slowly, even sleep on the beach. Before long, the gates would close the beach at 11 p.m. You no longer could even be in the realm of the shoreline, let alone along the shoreline. And so many things, as the net of tyranny, the net of overzealous law enforcement and overzealous lawmakers was slowly closing in on us, even at the local grassroots level. And pretty soon what was normal to have a family or friends on the beach and build a fire and chill out and watch the sunset, maybe even, lo and behold, have a beer or something. And pretty soon there's cops that work for the state park system on all-terrain vehicles, running up, cruising up to people, busting them if they had a little bit of beer in their Coke can or something, giving them tickets, sometimes taking them away right there on the beach. Fires prohibited. You can no longer even be at the beach at night. This is just one of many things. And you used to be able to go snow sledding down these sand dunes along Lake Michigan and in nearby areas. Virtually everywhere that I used to go tobogganing, there'd be signs put up, prohibited, no playing on the grass, no downhill sliding, but no, prohibitions everywhere. And think of it, this is just at the grassroots level. This isn't the European Union manipulating a country or giving them austerity measures that are squeezing them to death. And on up the ladder slowly from the grassroots toward the global. And it's an amazing thing. I'll go ahead and take a caller now. I'm just kind of reflecting on how things have changed in the years that I've been a journalist. And we have John from California. You out there, John? What would you like to add?
Mark, Happy New Year.
You too.
I haven't talked to you in a while. It's funny. When you mentioned Lake Michigan and the dunes, are you talking about along Indiana?
Yeah, near there, very close to the Indiana border, Michigan City, Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore.
Well, do you ever know a place called Ogden Dunes?
I know where it is, I believe, yeah.
Well, my first wife came, we grew up there. It was the first gated community in the country, not to belabor it all, but it was turns that you mentioned that area. And it's been a while since I've been back, but the last time we went back there, the place, like, it's near Gary, Indiana, just how much deterioration that whole area has become, other than the lake area itself. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I know exactly where you mean, but go on.
No, I was just going to say, you're talking about, yeah, everything's against the law these days. I know I've been talking the last month on various programs about, at least from the standpoint of law enforcement, and thanks to some articles in American Free Press about, you know, they're, and I knew this long after I'd been working in it, that they're not out to protect the public anymore. And the same thing with their training. They're out there to enforce the law and make sure that, you know, the establishment is in control. That's a really sad thing. I've even known people I knew and younger that have gone into that. You can tell them coming out, their mentality is just totally different.
Oh, it's so true. And, you know, like the email I got from a reader today says, for one thing, a Michigan man has been charged with a felony and could face up to 5 years in prison for reading his wife's email. That's one example. In Milwaukee, a man was recently fined $500 for swearing at a bus. And it goes on and on, where people are just wrung dry of any revenue, any money they might have, and hauled away or busted or charged with the most silly, trivial things. It's amazing.
Yeah, the one article, a couple I remember, but the one about the man who was in court and he was a contractor, and the judge happened to be, besides he was black, I'm not using that, but an Obama appointee, but the idea was he was talking out of turn or something, and he was beaten up by the bailiff right there on instructions from the judge. You know, just what's going on? And I know most people have no clue, because you're not going to find it in the local establishment papers.
Yeah, it would have to take place, you know, in front of a church congregation on Easter or something for them to even pay attention to it. You have to draw them a picture, or maybe the fight would have to happen in the newsroom, you know, somebody literally get beaten in front of the reporter's desk. Maybe then they'd do it. But yeah, it's amazing. I'm not obsessing with the trivial. I'm more looking at this from the standpoint of, we like to think at the local level, our local governments and things like that, even the county government, that maybe we've got some modicum of democratic control of our government. But I've seen over the 25, 26 years that I've been a reporter, the deterioration at the local level, where I call it grassroots tyranny. I've seen people watch their homes get bulldozed because the house did not get remodeled up to snuff according to some obscure building code, all sorts of code enforcement edicts, zoning laws that tell you your dog house is too close to the neighbor's property line. And the man in Michigan that had his home bulldozed in front of him, I never saw him again. You know, for all I know, he committed suicide. I mean, it was really difficult to deal with, the whole situation.
And well, yeah, it depends. Yeah, it goes from where it is, any city and county, and that. I know that, I think the last example, another article, that man who was challenging Obama, that retired Navy man in Tennessee,
yeah,
he's trying to observe corruption, and he just, you know, he's getting railroaded at every point, and they sent a SWAT team to break in his door and take him in because they claimed he forgot his appointment. And you think about that, I said, well, where are these SWAT teams when he got all these thugs and gangs, at least not where I am, you know, and they're not knocking everybody down like that. No, they'll send a couple of officers, you know, very timidly with lightly armed. It's just screwy. It's just ridiculous, Mark.
Yeah, the police are amazingly tardy when they might have to actually deal with some real confrontation, some real counterforce. But if it's easy prey, then they're right there with an overwhelming show of force.
Yeah.
You know, I you drive along the road, you see somebody pulled over, there'll be three or four cop cars by some teenage girl or something being pulled over.
Yeah.
You know? It's like a pile-on. I mean, what are these people doing with their time?
Yeah, well, most of them, like I've been involved in that for years, most of them are pretty good. Every now and then, those kind of things, those are picked forces they send out with that kind of stuff. They're the powers to be, you know, set up, and some of those aren't even from the area, especially feds. They pull them out of areas nowhere near where they're coming in. They can go anywhere in this country. But
Yeah, I've heard of people being followed out of jurisdictions by police who would leave their jurisdiction and still pull someone over and make an arrest even though they were outside their legal boundaries to do so. William Norman Grigg is a good friend of mine. He's a writer out from Idaho. He says that all Americans are unindicted felons. I don't know if that's a true statement, but it's chilling to consider it. I'd like to think it isn't true. But he says that the legal system now is so complex and everyone is so prone to breaking any unknown law, any law they might not have any idea exists, that essentially we're all just felons waiting to be indicted because we might trip over that law or put our foot in this snare. At any given time, you could be breaking a law and be completely unwitting of it. You know, it's just incredible, and the temptations out there. But, John, I got some other callers coming in, which is
okay,
a nice
thing. Thanks a lot, Mark.
I do appreciate your input, though. Thank you. Irving from New York, what would you like to add? It doesn't have to necessarily be this topic, but go on.
I have to laugh when you're talking about people like Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul with their Fight the Fed bill. I hate to hand it to you guys, but the most powerful people in the Congress today are Henry Waxman, Barney Frank, Joseph Lieberman, and I hate to tell you this, but 85% of the people on our Federal Reserve Board of Governors are also Jewish people. And when you talk about people like Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich, we laugh at you people. You Nazis were defeated years ago, and you don't
hold on there, Irving. We got music coming in. We got commercials. Nothing I can do about it. Hang on after the break if you can. We'll be right back after these messages.
Introducing IXL.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Okay, we're back on the air here. Had to get the ads out of the way. One of those things that's just customary for radio and to keep the lights on, all that good stuff. Irving from New York, you got any other comments? We're going into a shorter segment here. You kind of got cut short. Anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think you're really, you Nazis were defeated, you know, back in World War II. You got to look at the reality. Wake up and smell the coffee. The Senate and the Congress today were the most powerful people. We were all Jews. Henry Waxman, Barney Frank, Joe Lieberman. We control. We rule. We've got the American AIPAC is the most powerful lobby in Congress. When you talk about people like Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul with their anti-Fed, give me a break. They're going nowhere. We laugh at these people.
Who's we, Irving?
The Jewish people.
Okay, are you among them, if you don't mind my asking? Or are you just using that as a figure of speech?
I'm a Jewish person, of course. And I think what you people don't realize is that you people were defeated long ago. We have since taken over lots that we own you. You work for us. You don't seem to understand. When you talk about...
I don't know if you understand, Irving, the... Central banking has lasted a long time, and it'll be with us quite a long time longer, but eventually it will go by the wayside.
Well, 85% of the people on the Federal Reserve Board happen to be Jews. You realize that, right?
Yeah, I don't know that that's neither here nor there. How significant that is.
Oh, it's neither here nor there. You better believe it's here and it's there. We control. You work for us. That is what the Talmud says.
Those who obsess for control will eventually see the sand slip between their fingers.
Don't count on it.
It's a fact of life, Irving.
Oh, listen to me. You've got how many people in your audience? A dozen people listening to you?
I don't know.
Yeah, 85% of the media, the major media, is all owned and controlled by our people. We have a million people that listen to our programming for every one that listens to your stupid little spaceship. And you better
Interesting, Irving, that you're one of those few dozen that happens to listen. You must be very curious as to what we're saying.
I happen to work for the Anti-Defamation League, and we have lawsuits that are coming against you. Do you understand? But it's anti-Semitism.
The Anti-Defamation League is in the business of defamation.
We're in the business of putting people like you out of business.
You're in the business of defamation. You practice the very thing that you accuse others of doing.
You cannot come on the air when you're promoting anti-Jewish people such as Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich.
They just don't like the banking system. They don't even invoke the Jewish thing. They don't even think they care about it.
Yeah, well, who runs...
Irving, you're losing the argument, Irving, okay?
We run the banking system.
Yes, you're so powerful. Uh-huh. Let me bow to you, okay? There, I prostrated myself before you. Now you made your point, I made mine. You're all powerful, but someday the bigger they are, the harder they fall, and you know it's true. It's the lesson of human history. Moving on to Lark from Texas. Lark, you out there?
I am indeed. How are you, Mark?
Fine. Just dealing with a little fly in the ointment there. What can I do for you?
Well, Irving is a tough act to follow, I must say.
Yes.
Well, Mark, I just really wanted to weigh in with some of the threads that you have noted of late. Mm-hmm. Once again, I think you've talked about social credit, and you've spoke to the American Monetary Act, which is a piece of proposed legislation awaiting in the wings. It has the blessings of Dennis Kucinich.
Yeah, it's a bill that was just introduced. Okay, yeah.
And you've mentioned, of course, Ron Paul.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And so forth. What I'd like to make, you also mentioned what I call metropolitanism.
Yeah, the roots of it. I have some knowledge of it and some books on it. Yeah,
okay.
Trying to kind of trace where all this micro tyranny came from. But go on. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's of course rooted in history. You had a guest recently that made note of communes and cantons in Switzerland. And I know
Okay. I've mentioned that myself. Yeah, mostly myself. But okay, go on. Yeah.
Okay. So what I wanted to do is propose that we take a look at where all these threads have coalesced into today. And the evidence is in that it has been sanitized for the public school system as well as the university system. And over time, it has been sanctioned and encoded in laws and regulations and so forth. We can look to two things.
Lark, I want to mention that we were in a short segment. You've obviously got something of some length to add, so I want to hold you till after the break that's coming up right now. So hang on. Till these messages. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more from Lark from Texas and hopefully other callers and some commentary from me. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Okay, we're coming back on the air in this final half hour of tonight's show, December 28th, 2010. We're winding up the year pretty quick, folks, and we've got some other callers waiting. We're talking to Lark from Texas. I need to, of course, mention the customary American Free Press special. This is an extra good special. You can get 18 weeks, not 16 weeks, but 18 weeks for $17.76, call 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS, NEWS. 18 weeks for $17.76, an extra special, an extra couple of weeks for that same amount of money. That's over 4 months of AFP as a trial sub. Give it a shot. You can also go to our website at AmericanFreePress.net. Now, getting back to Lark from Texas. Lark, we do have a couple other callers behind you, so I want to make sure that we're reasonably concise, but go ahead with what you were saying.
Well, I think the gist of what I'm trying to say is I think we can take lessons from history. Yes, mm-hmm. many lessons about where we are today. We can look to Thomas Hobbes and Leviathan, written in 1660. We can take a look at a real American, Jonathan Swift, Gulliver's Travels, where we learn about the Lilliputs and how they ensnared Jonathan or Gulliver in that famous novel.
The Lilliputians, yes. Uh-huh.
But what we can look at is the reality of what we have in place today. We have such a thing in international law. It is a contract clause. And that contract clause is called the supremacy of communitarian law. Easily discovered online, which is that keyword search. Now, this is what informs those rich guys that are sitting in the boardrooms of multinational corporations. They combine with the GATT and WTO international treaties and trade agreements, which have caused American jobs to depart from American soil, particularly manufacturing. And we know that this is a British mercantilist trade scheme by which they control schemes and they destroy nations at will through enslavement of their colonies. We call them today nation states. And we call these ensnaring organizations the United Nations and the Federal Reserve and so forth and so on. But I want to caution you in all that you're researching right now, whether it's Dennis Kucinich, Ron Paul, communalism, metropolitanism, social credit, even Catholic subsidiarity. These things are all communitarian, every one of them.
Is all communitarianism inherently bad, or is there both good and bad in types of communitarianism, in your view?
Communitarianism is slavery.
In all its forms, in all its variants, in all its conceptions?
We must not be fooled. There's only one thing that separates a slave from a slave master, and that is property and the right to own property, including the right to own and control your own psychophysical body. There's no doubt about that. And so we need to be cautious, I think, and jumping around these rabbit holes, these so-called solutions, because these solutions are definitely contrived. They just become part of the bag of tricks that are employed by the slave masters who are have enslaved Americans, all Americans today, to this globalist agenda. And believe you me, it is communitarianism, which is the sanitized version, which has put forth through academia and through law and every single aspect of our society. It is communitarianism. What we oftentimes are, for public consumption, is simply referred to as the community. As if, don't you want to live in a nice community? And nobody questions what is meant by that word community, which is simply communitarianism. And so, just to conclude, I will leave you with a resource or two, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, let's do that, because I do have other callers. Go ahead. What are those resources?
I recommend you do a search for Living Outside the Dialectic. I also, and you'll come up to a blog. And I also recommend you go on YouTube to get a condensed version of an explanation for this and the reality of this. I recommend two channels on YouTube. One is Alaska Tent Lady, one word, and the other is MD Jarve, and that would be M as in Mary, D as in David, J-A-R-V. Again, the operative words to consider is, what is communitarian law? Specifically, what is the supremacy of communitarian law contract clause, and how has this infected all of the so-called conservative Christian Americans who are now part and parcel of this globalist scheme to enslave everyone in the world, but in particular, the American people?
I appreciate that, Lark. I wrote down every word of it. I don't know without looking at all these things, how to conclude on what you're saying, but I do appreciate your input. I'm going to have to move on in the time I have left. Thank you. Joe from Pennsylvania, what would you like to add or ask?
Hello. Irving's call, it would be comical if it wasn't so sad, I guess.
It was kind of fun. You got to have a little pepper in the stew once in a while, but what can I do for you?
Just the comment on that, he talks about, a lot of the older Jews this, the Jews that.
Like he's one of them, he said, yeah.
Yeah, and well, besides, he doesn't speak for all Jews, but unfortunately does speak for a lot. But if the Christians, the so-called evangelicals, one of the hosts on the show refers to them as the evangelifish, which is appropriate for a lot of them, are the power, unfortunately, behind the House of Rothschild that Irving seems to be extolling so much, even though that's not what he referred to it as. And when the evangelicals, the so-called evangelicals, they're really Schofieldians because they don't believe the Bible. They believe what a con man named Schofield says about the Bible or said about the Bible.
I agree with you on that. Go on.
But when they wake up to this fact that so much of so-called Christianity today is Schofieldianism, and they're not afraid to confront the synagogue of Satan for the evil that it is, Irving's game, along with his minions, is over. That's the only thing that's keeping them now is, and I came from an evangelifish church where, we had this one guy, he was a staunch supporter of Israel. Oh my gosh, me and him all came to the blows in the one time, we had a so-called converted Jew. I think he was more of a Murano Jew than an actual converted Jew who was up there talking about how, Satan wants to destroy Israel because then it means God can't keep his promises. And it's just a bunch of nonsense.
Obsessed with the end times. Many in that realm, very obsessed with the end times.
Yeah.
And this supposed central role that Israel plays in the end of the world, it's just poppycock. But go on.
Whatever anybody believes about the end times, whether they believe in the rapture, which is absurd, God doesn't even know what the rapture is at this point, because man invented it.
Yes.
But whatever anybody does believe about the end times, the whole point of the Bible, if you're a Christian, I'm not here to preach or anything, but Christianity is the belief that Christ is the fulfillment of all the promises God made to Israel in the Old Testament. And I actually had a pastor of a church I used to go to, and very nice man, good man in a lot of ways, say that he doesn't believe that Christ is the fulfillment of all the promises made to Israel. And that's the problem with the so-called church today, is they don't believe that. They think that, Christians get Jesus and the Jews get Jesus, the Jews who convert to Christ get Jesus and land and everything else, and that they actually get the land even before they convert. It's nonsense. And what's happened is, Palestine had a lot of Christians in it before 1948. And so Christians who are the redeemed of the Lord, according to the Bible, were driven out of this land. And a lot of stupid Schofieldians believe that this somehow is a fulfillment of God's promise, or that this, it's nonsense. If anything, it's taken a step backwards.
There's a lot of ways you can go with this. Henry Ford was once quoted as saying, "The American Christian is forced to read his Bible through Jewish spectacles." Kind of a metaphorical way of saying that I think even Schofield might have had some Jewish influence. But
he did.
Anyway,
Samuel Untermyer was his front man. Was his backer. He was the front man for Samuel Untermyer.
Yeah, and not knowing everything about that, I do know that it basically converted Christians into these sort of lame, take no action, simply pray and leave it all to God kind of people. Where Christians have lost their manly impulse, if you want to call it that, to actually tackle the problems, and basically creating passivity in Christians, if I understand it right.
To use the words of Jesus, and I think I'm just rephrasing what you said, I think you phrased it very well, use the words of Jesus, the salt has lost its savor.
And yeah.
That's the way he put it. But what you said is just rephrasing that perfectly, I think.
Passivity, basically just passivity, that problems aren't meant to be solved, that tyranny is not meant to be offended, that simply this is all just how it's supposed to be. The world belongs to Satan. Just let the world end. And hey, you'll be driving along in your car. The rapture will come, and your car will be tooling down the road without anybody driving. And in case of rapture, this car will be unoccupied. You've seen these bumper stickers. What are these people talking about?
And you know, there's the misinterpretation of Romans 13, which says that the purpose of government is to punish evil and reward good. But if the government determines what's evil, then and basically they're making the government in place of God. The government's supposed to punish evil, and the evil that the government's supposed to punish has been it's already been determined in advance. The government does not determine what evil is. The government's supposed to honor what, you know, respect what good and evil are, or acknowledge what good and evil are, and act accordingly, not twist around what's good and evil for their own ends.
Well, right, and if government itself is the evil, then how can government prosecute it? It itself is the problem, and the laws that we're all supposed to so steadfastly obey, as some of the Romans interpreters say, the laws have to be just laws. They have to be laws inspired by some sort of sound morality. You can't just obey any law that comes down the pike just because it's a law. There's a difference between patriotism and servility. You know, lockstep servility is not patriotism.
Absolutely. And like I said, when the Christians wake up to the truth about Schofieldism, to the truth about the synagogue of Satan, then their game is over, and they're doing everything they can to keep the churches in line. And it's that's why they murdered Gordon Kyle, because he wrote a letter saying, "I will not pay tithe for the synagogue of Satan." And I think that struck a nerve in him, and that's why they had to brutally murder him the way they did. I'll get off the line and let maybe another caller or two get through. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. I appreciate your input. Very interesting. Let me see. We got Glenn from Philadelphia. We've got just 3-4 minutes before the break. You out there, Glenn?
Yeah, so good evening, Mark.
Good evening.
Yes, of course. You know, I had called him last night, but I also had to call in and rejoin Oving's inflammatory rhetoric. Irving claims he works with the ADL and, brings suits against people and that sort of thing.
Did you say Irving does actually work for the ADL?
He claims he works with the ADL.
I thought maybe you had knowledge of that.
He claims he works with the ADL.
He said,
"You Nazis." Now, first of all, that in itself is racist inflammatory rhetoric, because Ryan called Ron Paul racist, Ron Paul a Nazi. Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich are both American libertarians. They support American, you know, constitutional republic system. Kucinich is Democratic, Paul is Republican, but they both understand the significance and importance of maintaining unique aspects of the American system. They're not Nazis, so it's obviously, you know, racist and inflammatory to say that. You know, and talk about people not getting it. I mean, okay, look at the history of the Jews of the diaspora. Rome in 70 A.D., Spain in 1492, the Jews expelled. The Germany of the mid-20th century, okay? You're in control until you're not, okay? And then when you anger enough people, and if you're around, not taking, first of all, the Jews are called by the law and the prophets to be righteous, God's righteous and holy people on earth. And, if you're not being righteous. And the other thing is, humans are sinful, and God gave the Jews the temple system. And it was God himself who first shed blood to cover Adam and Eve when they became cognizant of their shame of their nakedness. And without the shedding, and we have from the Old Testament that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. So this Jewish system that exists now has no temple cultus. There is no shedding of blood. Therefore, there is no remission of sin for the people, Jewish or otherwise. Okay, and now Christians see the shedding of Christ's blood as the fulfillment of the finalization of blood, the bloodshed, you know, for the remission of sin. But Jews don't have a temple. And they're so in control that a Jew can't even set his foot in the Temple Mount because it's controlled by the Muslim box. So they don't even see that they themselves are being controlled and played in Israel itself. I would suggest further that the world hierarchy is not run by Jews. It's run by Luciferians. When a guy like Albert Pike writes in his letter to Mazzini that in the Third World War they're going to pit the political Zionists, i.e. what we would call the Jews and the, you know, the Zionists supporting Christians of today, against the Muslims and the atheists. And the atheists would be what we would call the communist nations today. So we have this clash of civilization model that's being prosecuted by these globalists, and at the top of their hierarchy, and not Jews. Jews certainly, you know, are involved with the system, just as are Muslims and Christians and atheists and everyone else. But at the top of the manipulative hierarchy are Luciferians. And, you know, and that's evident in their writing.
Yeah, that's very interesting. We're going into some messages right now, Glenn. Very interesting. They very well may be tools. They just happen to be at the top of the heap, but that doesn't make them any less of a tool. That is a very distinct possibility, though I would like to learn more about it. We'll be right back after these messages with another caller or two and some final comments.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
And we're returning to the air on this fine evening, December 28th, 2010. The year is winding up. Don't forget what I told you earlier about that extra special 18 weeks of American Free Press for 1776. 18 weeks, that's less than a buck a week for 1776. Over 4 months, a trial sub for American Free Press. We got a redesigned front page that's ideal for activism. We got sharper stories. We got refined content. more palatable to the average reader, not just the hardened patriot. We're going to spread out. We're going to influence a lot more people like we're doing in 2010. We're going to do the same thing more in 2011. 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS. 18 weeks for $17.76. Tell them Mark sent you. It's a great paper, getting even better. The leading national news weekly dedicated to the restoration of freedom in America, everywhere else. I've been to Bilderberg. I've been to Switzerland, checking out what's going on in other countries' political systems, learning all I can, comparing it with America. Lots of hard work, but well worth it. Anyway, I believe we were winding up with Glenn, and then we have one other caller. We are in the final few minutes. I have to ask you to go quickly if you're still there, Glenn.
Yes, I am. I will make it quick. First of all, another two points for leaving. Real quick. The ADL loves to go around screaming anti-Semitism.
Of course.
Well, the roost in Israel right now is ruled by the Ashkenazis. Ashkenazis are not Semites. Ashkenaz is a descendant of Japheth, not Shem. Therefore, Ashkenazis aren't Semites. So you might want to start accusing everybody of being anti-Japhethites, because that's who's running the show in Israel. And the other thing, one last thing, is that Jewish people in America and in other countries, one of the largest concentrations of Jewish people outside of Israel is America. So if Iran is attacked, a lot of Jewish people are going to suffer and die. Perhaps they might be hoping that they will then flee into Israel, but thus far they haven't wanted to go there. And hotheads of the type of, like the ilk of Meir Kahani, consider those people to be defective because they don't want to go to Israel. But here in America, American Jews are going to suffer from all the privations that are being brought upon the culture. So, you know,
very interesting. The Ashkenazi, a good friend of mine has said similar things about the Ashkenazi and the different background that you mentioned that's not what we think it is. Well, thank you very much, Glenn. Some very broad insights, very important. We got one more caller. We'll squeeze in that. I got some final comments. Lee from Georgia, if you're still out there, I got to keep it brief. Is Lee still there? Going once, going twice. Lee still there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, there you are. Real quick, you were talking about people being arrested for stupid stuff. I know three people got arrested for really stupid stuff. One was for leaning with the intent to fall, one was for pilfering a dumpster, and the other one was for molesting a hamburger. Now you tell me we don't have stupidity going on in this country.
Real quick, what do you mean by molesting a hamburger?
He took the tomato and lettuce off and threw it in a trash can.
Say that one more time.
He took the tomato and the lettuce off of a hamburger, threw it in a trash can. We were sitting at McDonald's, and he got arrested.
Good gravy. Boy, I'd like to know more about that. That's amazing. Well, we're going in. It looks like the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm hearing the distant summons of music. I want to thank everyone for listening. And I'll talk more when I fill in some night soon, possibly tomorrow, not sure yet. My show is also on Sundays when Worlds Collide from 7 to 9 Central PM on this very same fine station. I want to thank all the callers for their valuable input, even Irving. It's good to get our ire up once in a while, know what's out there. Maybe it's real, maybe he's not, but it's interesting to know what's going on out there. And we'll see you next time here and on my other show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Check out that American Free Press special I told you about. We'll see you next time.
Gold. The next